Since the 28th November of this year, Mr. Alassane Dramane Ouattara has been elected as President of Côte d'Ivoire. And then we've gave the chance to democracy, we've given the chance to diplomacy to solve the problem, but Mr. Gbagbo is not ready for that. So, yes, today, Thursday, we are ready to take over the national television of Côte d'Ivoire.
But aren't you going to face clashes with the military who are supporting President Gbagbo at the moment, who are surrounding the state broadcasting house?
Yes, we are aware of that. But you see, democracy means that we are free for the vote. And when you vote, you have to fight for the result of your vote. We've waited about 3 weeks since we voted. So now we are ready to move. And then, yes, we know that Gbagbo Laurent is ready to use guns, to use his army. Yes, we know that. But the army has been working for the population of Côte d'Ivoire, and there too they are tired of the situation we are aware. So we go there, and then we trust the army of Côte d'Ivoire, and we are sure that as we start working to the television, we'll get the support of the army of Côte d'Ivoire.
So how do you plan taking over the television and radio stations?
We are planning to take over and accept that. I will never talk about that one on the radio now.
What if supporters of President Gbagbo also come there? Are you ready for the clashes that might possibly follow?
How can you think that we decide to go to take over a television and then we not plan something for the people who come in and think that we don't have the right to be there? If they think that they have the majority for that, they have to come, but definitely. What the international community has to know is that we are ready now to fight for our rights. And nothing will stop the people of Ouattara at this time now. We are ready, we've decided, and we are moving. That's the point.
So are you saying that supporters of former Prime Minister Ouattara are not ready to hold discussions to end the crisis?
We'll finish with discussions. That is to be known. We did everything possible to wait and discuss and use all diplomatic issues and negotiation issues. But Gbagbo is not ready to move. Gbagbo is not ready to move, and we cannot wait for long. It's not possible at all. It's time to move now. It's time to move.
What has been the reaction of former Prime Minister Ouattara so far concerning your actions?
Yes. You know that we have big respect for the international community, and thank God we got support from the international community. But anyway, we are Ivorians, and then international community is international community. We have now the time to stand for our rights. We've waited. It's the time for us to say, yes, we voted. Yes, we have the majority in this country. Yes, we voted for Alassane Ouattara, and Alassane Ouattara is the one having the right to be on power. That's the question. And at that time, we are not thinking anymore about anything. We have to put Ouattara in his position. That's the question.
So what is the motivation? Why do you think it's necessary to take over the radio and TV stations of the country?
Look, they are using now the national TV and the radio to send wrong information on the population. And don't forget that about 75% of Côte d'Ivoire, they have only the chance to see the national TV. And then everything they are talking, they are telling nonsense on this television, and we have to stop that. We have to stop that. They are sending wrong movies to show people that we are ready to do genocide and we are not in that. And we have to stop that because we voted at Mr. Ouattara to give the chance to Côte d'Ivoire for development. We voted Ouattara to give the chance to democracy. We voted for Ouattara to give the chance to freedom in Côte d'Ivoire. And for that one, you know, no one in the world cannot stand for his right without fighting. And we are ready for fighting now. That's the point.
What will be your message to your supporters and those who are going there this morning?
What we have to tell to our supporters is that in our history in Côte d'Ivoire, we had the situation with the France in Bassa. Women standard to fight for the rights of Ivorians. Today is the time of the new generation of Ivorians. We have to stand for our rights. We have to stand for the democracy. We have to stand for freedom. Nothing must stop us. We have to go ahead and release the television, which is under pressure of Laurent Gbagbo. And when we finish with the television, Friday morning, we have to push our government to take over the prime minister office. That's the point. And when we finish that one, yes, right, we can now sit down with the international community and think about development of our country and the necessary support that we are waiting from them. That's the point. So all of them, they know what they have to do tomorrow. They've got instructions and they know what they have to do. So they will stand and move. and whatever will come in front of them will be stopped.